story. Leibke. Leibke Moritz Schreira. Every morning, Kivasikin, he would stand right next to the shul. Till late, late at night, with a little tin cup in his hand, begging for money. People would be afraid to go near him, because he made strange sounds. But they felt bad for him. So what did they used to do? They used to take jump shots from all over the place. Coins flying all over at Leibke. Unfortunately, sometimes they even hit him. But after years of practice, people began to get good at it. It started to become a game. First from 5 feet away, then 10 feet away, then 15 feet away. People used to bet. Who was the greatest shot in town? Who could hit Leibke's cup? They would stand and watch. They would cheer even once in a while. Until the rough came out one day and said, "Listen, to give tzedakah and make chizik of the yoni, that's not right. Go away, stop doing it." People felt bad, and they went back into shul, but again, they kept shooting those jump shots. Children, however, were especially afraid of Leibke. They couldn't stand the sounds that he made. They would sit at home late at night in their rooms and practice, had little cups practicing their throwing of their coins. Oh, what a life. Just to stand next to the shul from morning till night collecting money and saying Tehillim. This was the lot of Leibke Moritz Schreira. And believe me, Leibke didn't have it easy. But it wasn't always this way. Let me tell you the story. Leibke was a young boy like all other young boys. He went to yeshiva, learned, davened, was a Baal Derech Eretz, a Baal Midas Tavis, and he was living life wonderfully. And then, as in the olden days it was by a lot of young boys, he had to leave the yeshiva to go to work. Money was scarce, and people had to eat. Much like today, people had to eat. Leibke decided he has to find himself a profession, a trade. What type of trade could he go into? Well, in those days, what could you be already? Water carrier? Yeah, there were enough of those. A farmer? He didn't own a farm. He thought about becoming an electrician. There was only one problem. Electricity wasn't invented yet. Couldn't work for Merrill Lynch. There was no stock exchange in those days. So Leibke decided he's going to pick a nice trade, a fine trade, a tailor. He wanted to be a tailor. But you got to learn how to be a tailor. You can't just decide to be a tailor and be a tailor. You start working with that needle and the thread, you could hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing. So Leibke went to one of the tailors in town, an older person, and said, "Sir, my name is Leibke. I'd like you to teach me how to be a tailor." The tailor looked at him and said, "What, do you think it's so easy to be a tailor? And you boys and girls sitting in the audience, you think it's so easy to be a tailor? Let me tell you how it was. Not like today. Today you want to buy a suit? You don't go to a tailor to buy a suit. Today you want to go buy a suit? You wait for the bash, the big yeshiva shabash, when all the suits go down in price. Go down to the store, you walk inside, you look around, racks and racks of suits, all sizes. Salesperson comes up to you. "Hello, can I help you?" "Yes, I'm looking for a suit, a black, nice, double-breasted suit." They take you to the rack, they show you 20, 30 suits, you put it on, and it's gishmak, it's a machai. You go into the room, you try it on, you look in the mirror, you look, you pose this way, you pose that way, and the lady comes back to you and says, "It's beautiful on you, it's beautiful, you look like a model." And you're looking at the lady like she's crazy because you realize you can't even get the pants closed. How can I be a model if I can't get my pants closed? I mean, what's with this lady? The lady goes, "I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong one." Then she goes to the rack, she takes off another one. This is a one that has, it's a single-breasted with three buttons. By the time you're finished with this lady, the styles have changed 5 times. It's 4 buttons, it's 5 buttons. You've so many buttons, like a straitjacket, you can't even get out of it. It's unbelievable. And the lady standing there, "It's beautiful. Look at the mirror." You look at the mirror and you're right. You look at the mirror and left. You don't know, is there two of you here? What's going on over here? Like, it's beautiful. The shoulders are beautiful. You look at your hands. The sleeves are up to your elbows. You don't know the... "Ma'am, is this a new style?" "It's a new style. We're making it up right now. Sleeves of suits up to the elbows." You're looking for a different store. You're saying, "I'm getting out of this store. This is a store of a crazy lady." You leave the store, you go to a different store. These ladies work in every store. It's unbelievable how there must be a union of these kind of ladies. They work in the suit stores. There are guys like this too. "Yes, what could I do for you?" "A suit. We have the best suits. Come, let me show you a suit." They show you a suit. It's purple. "You don't like this style. It's purple. And nobody else has this kind of a suit." And you're right, nobody else has it, and you don't want it either. You're not interested in the purple. I need a yeshivish suit, a nice black suit, either double-breasted, single-breasted with three buttons. Listen, this one has two buttons. We could add a button. We could do anything for you in this. They put you on the suit. The guy's standing, he's punching with your shoulders. He's back. Look how beautiful it is on your shoulders. You'll have no shoulders left after he stops punching with you. Sir, could you get your hand off my shoulder? What do you mean? The fit is beautiful. What are you talking about? Then you look down. The pants are 2 inches. They're 2 inches off the ground. They don't come near your shoes. What is this? This is special during the floods, when there was the great floods in Kansas. People wore this type of pants. You're not from Kansas. You live in Borough Park. You're not having a flood. Don't worry. We could tailor it. We got expert tailors here. Says, you didn't come here to buy a suit that has to be tailored. Now you keep walking from rack to rack. Finally, you find yourself this suit. This is the best suit. It's double-breasted with a pinstripe. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous suit. You put it on, and then you come up to the checkout counter, and they say, this will be $350. $350, some minor tourist, $350. But then you remind it, it's no problem. You have mommy's credit card. This is not a problem. $350, mommy's credit card. And mommy ain't gonna know for a month. You're given the credit card, you walk out, it's Mamash Givaldik. And you know how often you get a suit? For Pesach a suit, for Rosh Hashanah a suit, for Sukkot a suit, for Hanukkah a suit, on your birthday a suit, on your friend's birthday a suit. You get a suit all the time, you're getting new suits. What's the big deal? You go, Ma, the styles are changing, I need a new suit. Every week the styles change. Now they have 3 buttons, I told you before. 3 buttons, 4 buttons, 5 buttons, no buttons. No buttons will be the best, will be the best. Because most people can't close these buttons anyways. And another good thing, if they have no buttons. If you lose your buttons, you don't have to worry, because you can't lose your buttons if you don't have buttons. You won't say, always, whenever I lose my button, I don't know what to do. If I have no buttons, if nobody has buttons, we don't have to worry about it. They should abolish buttons already anyways. I'm telling you, it'd be a good idea.